Alrighty, we'll go ahead and get started. So for this week, you know, I always kind of say when I teach these classes and when I'm going throughout my week, I like to think about what is my intention? What is it that I'm working on? And right now I'm teaching a Yoga 2 class this semester. And part of their big project is they have to actually plan a full yoga class, which includes the physical practice and meditation, breath work, and setting an intention. They actually have to set an intention for the practice. And I realized, you know, they didn't know how to do that. They don't, you know, that was not something that they were aware of that idea of self-reflection. It's not, you know, they're young, so it's still not part of their practice. They, you know, take it day by day. And so we spent a whole class talking about, you know, self-reflection and how we do that and what my process is for planning these classes. And so I thought that would be something fun to share and just to kind of plant that seed in your mind, that reminder in your mind that it's good to have an intention as we go through our day, through our week, through our year, years, decades, whatever it may be, just so that we have something that's kind of guiding us. My teacher, she likes to say your next decade. What is the next 10 years going to look like for you? Yeah, you can have your, you know, year plan, your 5-year plan, but what does the next decade look like? What do you want that to feel like for you? And so with, you know, my students, we start small. You know, the decade is a big picture. We start with just, you know, right now, what's active in my life? And so that's what I like to do is I just like to ask myself, you know, usually Mondays start my week. So I kind of say, okay, Monday morning, as I'm walking my dog and getting ready, I just like to have this question in my mind of what's been active in the last week? What are the conversations I keep having, the people that keep showing up? What are the patterns that I'm seeing in my life or maybe not seeing that I need to be aware of? And for me, you know, it may take a couple of days for an answer to come up and, you know, won't always be instant. But that's part of the meditative practice is we meditate with these questions, whether that's a sitting meditation or a walking meditation, just so I can be aware of what's going on, what's active in my life. And, you know, I think when I say set an intention, people hear, what do I need to fix? What's going wrong in my life? And what's the bad things happening? And that might be part of it. There might be, you know, something that's happening that's like, all right, this keeps going on and I need to clear this up. But it can also be, what are the things that are going right? What are the choices I've been making that make me feel good, that are keeping me in alignment with who I want to be? And how can I recognize those things and incorporate more of them, bring more of them into my life? So setting intentions doesn't just have to be this, oh, I've got to work on this thing. It can also be, hey, what's going right? What am I doing really well that I need to acknowledge? I need to give myself praise for and focus on bringing more of that in. Because as we bring in more of the good, there's not as much space for the other stuff. So that's what I kind of, you know, work with my students and with myself. And hopefully y'all, that might do something for you. Just letting that question sit in your brain, sit in your space of what's active, what's going on in my life, what keeps showing up. So yeah, that can be there for, you know, this class and for these next couple of days. But we're going to move into a little bit of a moving practice. Well, it's a chair practice. So I'm going to scoot myself back, readjust my camera a little bit. Oh, yep, there's a kitty. Usually her food's right there. So she's wondering where that food is. All right. So for this class, it will be best if you have a stationary chair. If yours has wheels, that's fine. Maybe lock them if you can, or kind of put it up against a wall, just because we'll be using it to brace ourselves in a minute. But to start off with, let's just sit with our feet nice and flat, your feet right under your knees. You can have your hands on your thighs. Just close your eyes for a few breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. I like to think about inhaling from the soles of my feet. I'll wiggle my toes and breathe all the way up my legs, my chest, to the top of my head. And then let it wash down with the exhale. Again, from the soles of the feet all the way up the body. Exhaling to feel your seat. You're not collapsing in the belly or in the chest, but you're letting your weight settle, your muscles soften a little more. And then for this, you can keep your eyes closed if you want or start to open them. We're just gonna do a little bit of neck circles. So just taking your ear to your left shoulder and dropping it down to the chest, let it go over to the right shoulder and then take it back. And do two circles like that each way, ear to shoulder, and chin to chest, not rushing through these, letting yourself go nice and slow, pausing at any spot that really feels like it needs a little more attention. And then we'll go the other way, right shoulder, ear to right shoulder, drop your head back. I'm sorry, drop your head forward.
Left ear to the shoulder, drop your head back. Right ear to the shoulder and chin to chest. Good. Finish the circle. And come back upright. Good. And then we'll do some shoulder circles. So for the shoulder circles, I don't just like to think, you know, kind of making roundness. I like to think four actions in my scapula. So with my inhale, I'm going to shrug my shoulders up to my ears. With my exhale, I'm going to squeeze my shoulders back together. I'll turn inside so you can see I'm really drawing my shoulder blades together. I'm going to keep them back as far as they'll go, and then I'm going to pull them down my back. I keep them as far down as they can go, and I push them forward. Keep them as forward as they'll go, and I lift them up. And then once more, keep them as high as they'll go, pull them back. You see, I really get my elbows and chest into this. Keep them as far back as they'll go and pull them down. Keep them down and push them forward. Keep them forward and pull it up. Good. Rest for that. And we're going to do the other way with that. So we inhale, shrug up. Exhale, keep them up, but push them forward. Keep them forward. Oh, that feels really good. Keep them forward and pull them down. Keep them down and draw them back. Back and up. Up and forward. Forward and down. Down and back. And last little bit. Ooh, back and up. Nice. Good. Shake that out. Usually I have to roll my neck a little bit after I start opening up my shoulders, just because my neck then starts to get released too. All right, let's move down into the arms now. So again, sitting nice and tall, sitting upright. I don't have my back up against the chair. I like to sit just off of it. But if you want to sit back on the chair, that's totally fine. No problems with that. My arms down by my side, starting here. I'm going to inhale, not hit my blinds. Inhale, reach up, stretch through the fingers, hands together, bring it down the center. And keep going with that four more times. Inhale to reach up. And exhale, down. Good. Inhale up, stretch to the sides of the waist from the scapula, reaching through the hands. Come down twice more. And once more, inhale up. This time, pause at the top. And with your exhale, twist to the right. You can bring your hand to the back of your chair, your left hand to the outer knee. And then we inhale up to center, exhale to the left. Inhale up to center. And exhale to the left. Or right, sorry, my apologies. Inhale to center. This time to the left. Inhale into center. And then to the right. Center. And left. And once more each way. Inhale center. Exhale right. Inhale center. Exhale left. Last time we inhale center and exhale down. Ooh, shoulders are warmed up. Feeling that this morning. All right, I'm going to take my feet a little bit wider. So they're kind of wider than my shoulders. I'm going to inhale to lengthen my heart. Exhale, I'm just going to start to fold down so that my belly and my chest can settle between my thighs. And I start to reach my hands towards the floor. This should get you a nice little stretch. I'll just turn this out so you can see. Kind of flattening out here. I'm just trying to let my belly, let my chest settle. And it's okay if that's uncomfortable. Sometimes that, you know, if you feel a sharp pinching or something, you can come up a little bit higher. That's totally fine. You can even rest your forearms on your thighs and just think about letting yourself hinge here at the hips. But if you can, just try to breathe through that. One of the things that your organs learn to do as we do yoga, the organs learn how to move a little bit easier because they're not stuck in place. They have all this connective tissue that's wrapping around them. I'm going to keep talking. So as you inhale, you can come up halfway. You exhale, fold in. Just keep going with that. Inhaling, come up a little, and exhaling to fold. So your organs have all this connective tissue that's wrapped around them. And that gets stuck. That gets tight as we age and as we, you know, stop moving as much, sit a little bit more. And so it's uncomfortable at first. When we first start doing these folds and twists, our organs don't know how to move. They're stiff. It's not just your leg muscles and your back muscles. It's the wrappings around your kidneys and your intestines. And so with time, yoga starts to loosen all those connections up, break up those adhesions, and this gets less uncomfortable. All right, we're going to go for a twist here. So I'm going to bring, I'll start with my right side. I'm going to bring my right forearm to my thigh. And I have just my elbow kind of right on my knee. And with my left hand on my left thigh, I'm just pushing to twist. So I'm using this hand on this leg to help push and twist open gently. And this might be as far as you go. Okay, if you want to go a little bit further, I'm going to start to take this right hand down towards the floor. And as soon as I do that, you'll start to feel it in the low back and in the side here. That's where I feel it at least. Where do you feel this? I'm working to get my fingertips towards the floor. If I can reach there, it's not, you know, required. And if you want to, this top arm, instead of being on the thigh, you can start to reach it overhead. That really kicks up that side body stretch. Now just try to twist open here. And then exhale, bring that left hand back down. Use that hand to push you up as you come back upright. Nice. So let's go to the other side. You can bring the left forearm to the thigh. Right hand on the right hip, right thigh, push to twist. And that can be your whole pose, or if you want to go a little deeper. With that exhale, you start to slowly slide, letting this go bit by bit. Like right now, I'm just holding my ankle with my left hand. I'm not even touching the floor. I'm just kind of holding and bracing right at the ankle. As I let all those muscles, this stiff Monday morning, this cold, chilly Monday morning, open up. Again, I'm pushing this arm and leg into each other, this left arm and left knee into each other to help me twist. And then I'll add the top arm just to get that extra stretch. And send your breath into this side body. Use your breath to open up those rib cages. Nice. And then right hand back to the thigh, press down to help you rise back up. Really good. Really good. My spine's feeling nice, feeling good and warmed up. All right, we're going to go through a couple of leg exercises. So to start with, I'm just going to bring my right knee in towards my chest and hold in the front of the shin. I'm just going to draw that in and sit up nice and tall, not letting myself round back. Okay, I'm sitting up nice and tall. I shouldn't have worn shorts the exact same color as my chair. That makes it a little tricky, sorry. Good. From even here, you can do some ankle circles. I usually go five both ways. I have very clicky ankles. I don't know if y'all are singing this morning. Good. And then from here, I'm going to inhale and straighten that leg out to the side. Right, or out in front. I'm sorry, out in front. I like to hold behind the knee to sit up nice and tall and lifting this leg up. And then with the exhale, I'm going to cross the foot, the ankle over the other knee. So it's right ankle over the left knee. And now I'm in this figure four seat. With here, I like to just hold kind of my knee and my ankle. I'm not pushing down. I'm just using them to brace so I can sit up nice and tall. Again, we're not rounding back. You can even feel what that's like. If you round back, you lose the stretch. But if you sit forward, it tips your pelvis forward and you get a nice stretch through this outer hip right here. And you can stay here if you want to fold in. You can start to fold forward. That's going to make more of a stretch. So you just kind of go slow. What feels good. And just because I am kind of a twisting person, you can twist. You can take your right arm into your right foot, and that really kicks it up. You may not need that. Inhale, rise up. We're going to let the legs cross. So now you've got your right knee crossed, your right leg, kind of sitting cross legs. Take your left hand to the outside of the right knee. You might even work your forearm onto the outside of the knee. Push those two into each other to twist to the right. Get one more breath here. And with your inhale, you can unwind, uncross the legs, and we'll do the other side. So I'm going to draw the left knee in, hug that shin to my chest, do those ankle circles, five each way. And if your ankles are clicky and make noises, or any of your joints make noises, that's perfectly normal. The noises are perfectly normal as long as they don't hurt. Okay, we'll start to straighten that leg now and grab behind the leg. You know, my knees have been popping since I was 15. Same thing with my knuckles and all of that. Noises are perfectly normal, but if they start to get painful when they make the noise, then go see somebody. Go see a PT or an osteopathic doctor. All right, go to that figure four shape now. Okay, so crossing the ankle over the knee. Again, I'm not pushing down. I just use this to help brace so I can sit up nice and tall. You can see this knee is a lot higher. This is my tighter side. This is my tighter hip. I've been having some issues with this right hip or with this side rather. So I'm trying to sit up nice and tall, using the muscles to try and open the leg, not my hand pushing down, but using the muscles, squeezing those glutes to open that knee. I'm gonna fold in a little deeper. And if it feels good to twist in this one, you can twist in this one. You can rise up, let the knees cross, and we'll twist to the left. So right hand to the outer knee, or bring into the forearm. I also use my left hand behind the chair back to help brace as I twist a little deeper. And real quick, just notice what happens to your head here. Especially when we twist, the head tends to pull forward. See if you can slide your throat back, feel it over your spine, and then reach through the crown of your head. Inhale to come out, uncross the legs. Very nice, very nice. All right, we're gonna do just one or two more little standing poses actually. So for this one, you're gonna stand up beside your chair. I'm standing beside your chair. I'm gonna take my right leg, my right foot, and I'm gonna put that on the seat of my chair. This is really gonna, you're gonna feel a stretch right in your SI joint, your low back here. So with my right foot on the chair, you can hold the back of it with your same hand, with your right hand. I'm gonna take my left arm and I'm gonna start to reach my left arm down towards the floor. I'm gonna go slow, I'm gonna breathe here. And as you do that, you might feel a nice stretch in the hamstring, the back of this right leg, and especially right at the back of the right hip. That is where I feel this. You know, just stretching down through those left fingertips. Good. And then you can turn so that you're facing towards your chair. Both of your feet are facing the same direction. And you can start to lunge forward into that. This time I'm going to work my arms towards the seat of the chair. Okay, I'm trying to get both forearms onto the seat of my chair. If your chair has arms, you can port it. Just be on it like this. That's good for that. It's good for the other side. Okay. So again, I'm going to have my left foot on the seat. I can hold the back of the chair with my left hand to help steady myself. For this first one, we're reaching our hands, right hand towards the floor. Breathing. This is really good for helping to reset this SI joint, your sacroiliac joint, where your sacrum and your pelvis meet. It can get locked up. This is one of those that helps open up. Start to work your forearms towards the chair of the seat of your chair. Use your hands, press yourself up. Nice. Clean off your chairs, talk about that. Come back into a seat. Okay. So we are actually going to finish up with just a little seated meditation here. I'm going to do one of my favorite breathwork exercises. This is called, I'm going to get a little closer. This is called Nadi Shodhana breathing, alternate nostril breathing. So the idea in Ayurvedic medicine is that you have these channels of energy through your body called the nadis, and they are carrying prana. They're carrying the life force within us. And the main one is your Sushumna nadi. And each side of that nadi has an energy. So the left side of your body is going to be the moon side. It's your feminine side. It's representing your connection to something bigger. The right side is your sun side, your heating side, your individual. And so certain days, one might be more active than the other. We might be a little imbalanced. And so this alternate nostril breathing helps to balance those two energies between us. So what you do is you plug one side and you inhale up that nostril. And you plug the other side and exhale down. Inhale up that side. And then exhale down the other. Inhale up. Switch the clasp and exhale down. And so we're just going to do that for a couple of moments, a couple of minutes. You can close your eyes. I like to use my thumb and my pinky finger.
And I typically always start by closing my left and inhaling up the right, and then exhaling down the left. Okay, so I'm going to start to close my eyes. Have your feet flat here, ankles uncrossed. You can let your other hand rest on your thigh if you want to. Lean back into your chair. Let yourself rest for a moment. And then again, I like to use the thumb and pinky, whatever works for you. You're going to start by plugging your left nostril, inhale up the right. Plug the right and exhale down the left. Up the left. And down the right. Up the right. And down the left. Up the left. Down the right. Up the right. Down the left. Keep going with your own pace. You can continue using your hand to plug your nostrils, or just let both hands rest on the thighs. And just envision, imagine that you're breathing up one side and down the other. You can return to a normal breath. Keeping your eyes closed for a few more moments, just feeling your body sitting here with yourself. And you can start to blink your eyes open, come back into your space. All right, that was our practice for this morning. Thank you all so much for joining. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for joining us for Mindful Mondays, and I hope you will join us again next week.